Erie County Water Authority, meeting of June 14, 2018. Commissioner Carney.
Here.
Chairman Shipp.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I'll move to waive reading of the minutes.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes of the meeting held on Thursday, May 31st, 2018. I have reviewed same and they appear to be appropriate.
I second it, but I do want to note that I caught on the draft there was a transposition of two paragraphs, which I've had the staff correct, so that the minutes as presented here today are complete from the 31st. So, having reviewed them, those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Reports. Secretary's report. We will be having an executive session at the end of this meeting. The discussion of employment contracts with the executive director and deputy director pursuant to public officers law and the section of the law. Matters relating to the employment history of a particular person. Item two, status of hiring attorney. As you may know, we have posted on our website, and we have also advertised, or we have let other entities know that we have a position open. We're looking for an attorney. We had called or sent an email to the Bar Association, the Women's Bar Association, and the Minority Bar Association. I'm here to report today that we have received three resumes moving forward. The week of 6/18, we are to review the resumes. A team of Bob Lichtenthal, Karen Pendergast, Jackie Mateen, and myself will narrow this down. The week of 6/25 to 6/27, interviews of the candidates will further narrow it down, make a recommendation to the board of two candidates for the meeting of 6/28 for those candidates to interview in front of this body. And in preparation of that.
Thanks.
Report on public relations RFP. We sent RFPs out to 12 firms. We've received three responses. We will be reviewing those in the next few days. Sit down and talk to those who have responded and hopefully have a recommendation to the board relative to hiring a public relations firm at the next meeting.
Terry, I noticed you put in your memo that you request permission to form a committee to review. I think under the auspices of the, functioning in your position, you don't need a formal grant of authority to get people together to do that. I don't know if anybody else, Commissioner, thinks otherwise, but I think do what you need to do to get this reviewed.
I would agree.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Item number four, report of pre-bid meeting for website design RFP. We sent out to 28 firms. They are due back on the 15th of this month. We're expecting plenty of responses. We had a pre-bid meeting last week. We have minutes to that meeting that we sent to everyone who we initially sent to all 27 inquiries. We had a nice meeting. We told them what we wanted. We wanted to make sure that those who were bidding on the project understood that we need to be fully compliant with the authority's budget office and what they need to be placed on our website as well as the Buffalo Niagara Coalition of Open Government.
What's our time frame on that?
Website design is due back here on the 15th, which is what?
That's tomorrow.
So we'll take a look at it after that. We'll come back and have some recommendations to the board as to how we really should go. And, I haven't reached out to Paul Wolf yet from the Buffalo. I've spoken to him several times, but not about this subject. I think it's important. He's pointed out some of our deficiencies in the past. I'd like to have him at least review the proposals on the web design just to make sure that they're compliant with the things that they're trying to do relative to open government.
Well, what I would ask is that you meet with Paul Wolf before you select so that that you have a more detailed list of what it is that exactly that we expect to be on that thing, on the website to be compliant.
Okay.
So if you could schedule a meeting with him in the next week or so.
Absolutely.
And all, along this line, I mean, if websites aren't the be-all and end-all of transparency, and there's matters of convenience. I think the staff here has done a pretty good job of making changes so that somebody gets to the website. But I do think the goal to reform is also to make it easier for the public. And so, you know, the website update, I want to be hopefully comfortable with the firm that they can make this as user-friendly as possible.
Okay, legal. Award of contract for Forsilic Acid. Attorney Burke.
Commissioner Carney at the last meeting had asked a question regarding the first time that we submitted this for bid, we had rejected all the bidders, and you had asked a question whether that was appropriate. My good friend Paul here pointed out to me that I had misspoke during answering as if it was an RFP. But whether it was an RFP or a bid, I have cited the section that basically says you can reject all bids if it's in the best interest of the authority. And because our chemist had told us that there was a superior product, a product that had already been tested in the field, one that he wanted to recommend to the board to go forward with, it was decided by the previous board that let's reject those bids, which was proper. Let's rebid this because we weren't sure whether or not this product, this vendor who had was a sole source, so we wanted to send it back out to give everybody the opportunity who had this product to submit a bid. It appears that this might have been a sole source, and moving forward, we can treat this person as a sole source provider of this product. But I just wanted to give an updated memo so that if anything, as I misspoke at the last meeting, I wanted to clear it up in a memo so that we had it part of the record.
So twofold, certainly that was one question I had. The second question that both the chairman and I had was that we didn't want to get into a situation where we were putting out a bid that we understood only one person qualified for. So
you can do that. You can certainly do that.
Okay.
But the point is, I think the reason why it was done in that way is why we thought this was a source provider. Until you actually send it off to bid, and say, here's the product we want to see who can provide us this product. You don't know it's a source. So although at the time we believed they were a source, we still wanted to provide other people who had actually submitted bids in the prior proposal to see, well, can you provide this? Because if you can provide it, we want to hear how much you're going to do it.
And I think we made it extremely clear at the last meeting that the reason we preferred this company is because they worked with a product that had less chemical byproducts.
That's right.
Such as
arsenic.
And
other heavy metals.
To keep them out of the water supply. That we have.
Yeah, and the other thing is Russ Stoll has indicated that since this product is added at the end of the treatment process, there's no opportunity to go back and those things that are found in all of these types of products, you can't then treat it because it's at the end of the treatment process. So
I reviewed your memo. Okay. I understand it.
All right, good.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing I want to add is I've dealt with some sole source contract issues in my work history, but mm-hmm. I agree with Margaret that you never know when something's going to allegedly stay a sole source. I mean, there's competition to bring this around. We'll see more competition.
I'm looking at a service called GovBuy, which is a service, a nationwide service, that will be far more transparent on all the bids that are out there, that we could piggyback state contracts, etc. And they could validate sole sources a lot clearer than our research nationwide. And I had a webinar yesterday on it. I met with them in Albany about it. And I think that might be a good service for us to have. You can put a product in and find contracts all over the country, and what the prices are, and the transparency of the pricing is what interests me. But it also would validate sole sources. So if I went out for hydrofluoric acid, I would know if any contract was ever let in the whole network, and that would be very valuable information.
What's the name of that source, Paul?
It's called Gov Buy, and it's a product of the company's name is Smart Procure. That's the oversight company. And I might add the city of New York uses it extensively, and 67 state agencies use it. So it's a brand new product really in the last year, but I think for a few thousand dollars, it would be a great source for the Central Purchasing Department to double check sole sources and to double check pricing. Mm. So if we're just dealing with New York companies on state contract, there might be a vendor over in Erie, Pennsylvania that could deliver. Mm-hmm. It's right down the road. This would resolve that. I think it'd be good on transparency too. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to follow up and then let us know.
Yes.
And I mean, one of the things that we're going to have to do is take a look at our procurement process. So please do a write up on that so that we have that to, you know, evaluate doing the procurement issues.
Sure.
Because it may be a step in the process we would want to implement. Maybe embed, maybe not, but at least consider for that.
Okay.
Fiscal. Documents for review regarding 2018 bond issuance. Bob Lichtenthal.
Commissioners, you have in your packet some of the bedrock documents that we've been preparing with bond counsel, with underwriters, etc., for the proposed issuance. One of the key ones, and probably the biggest one in there you had, is the preliminary offering statement, which is relatively complete. As I say in my memo, there's a couple of minor items that need to be put in there, professional opinions on engineering and legal. And that document will be pretty well set and ready to go so that the underwriter can begin marketing the bond issue, the pre-marketing portion of it. There's also documents in here regarding the bond purchase agreement that once the bonds are sold, you'll be executing right at that point. There's a continuing disclosure agreement. And what the continuing disclosure agreement is, we basically agree that it's not just disclosure of where we sit today financially to the markets. For the whole life of these bonds, you take on, and it's a requirement, Securities and Exchange Commission ruling, that you take on the obligation not only to provide annual information regarding our status financially, but also in the interim, if there is an item that pops up in the middle of a year that could materially impact the financial operation of the authority, that you disclose that to the marketplace.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
With respect to continuing disclosure agreement, page 1, section 1, it's the fourth full paragraph. It talks about disclosure in the last full sentence. It says the authority and the trustee acknowledge that Erie County. Are they referring to Erie County, or are they supposed to be referring to the Erie County Water Authority?
I will go back. I believe that particular one right there is that part of the documents in the POS on the economic activity in the community and so on is that the County of Erie is taking no responsibility.
Well, the reason I ask you is that if you go down to page 3, mm-hmm. first paragraph, it talks mm-hmm. about the authority's comprehensive annual financial information regarding the county. And again, I don't know if they're referring to the county or it should be saying the authority.
Well, there's the issue. There is some documentation in our CAFR also that is county-related data. Because those questions come up with the bond rating agencies quite regularly, is that because of our location that we report upon demographic trends in the county, we report upon income issues and so on. I can get that clarified for you, but that's my understanding of why they refer to that point. There's information that's included in the POS, the OS, and in our CAFR that is county-specific on population, employment, unemployment, per capita income, that we don't develop directly. We include it as supplementary information so that potential investors have a sense of the business environment that we work in, but that we don't take responsibility for that specific data. We have to be responsible for our financial data, for the number of customers and so on. But I can clarify.
Well, that was my understanding, and I didn't want it to appear that referring to the county and not to the water.
To the water authority. I'll clarify that
Thank
with
you.
Bond counsel.
And Bob, it does look like the appropriate distinctions were made in the document so that people don't mistakenly think that because we're calling it the kind of water that we're
Operations, Human Resources, Audit Committee, no reports. Governance Committee, summary of 5/31/18 Governance Committee meeting, Chairman Shad.
On 5/31, Associate Attorney Margaret Murphy distributed the draft of the response to the ABO, which was prepared by herself and Secretary Terrence McCracken, Chairman Shad, Vice Chairman Carney, and Ms. Murphy discussed the comments that were made to the draft. The changes were agreed to, and Ms. Murphy was advised to finalize the response and send it out on May 31. Subsequently, a motion was made by Mr. Carney, seconded by Mr. Shad, to adopt the May 31, 2018 response to the ABO of the Erie County Water Authority for approval by the General Board. In addition, Ms. Murphy requested permission to reach out to Robert Friedman, New York State Committee on Open Government, to see if he'd be willing to come to meet with ECWA and get his input. Commissioners agreed on this. End of report.
Finance Committee, summary of 5/31/18 Finance Committee meeting, Chairman Shad.
On the first item, the review of the proposed resolution to approve waiver of conflict, Deputy Director Lichtenthal informed the committee that the authority's lobbyist, Carter Sechrist and Emery LLP, also happens to be the counsel for Jeffries, the authority's underwriter on the proposed bond issue. Mr. Lichtenthal distributed documents relative to the matter. After a review of the documents, the committee agreed that the risk of conflict is nominal in nature and therefore agreed to approve the waiver of conflict. Subsequently, a motion was made by Mr. Shad and seconded by Mr. Carney to review the proposed resolution to approve waiver of conflict with Hardis Sechrist and Emery LLP with respect to their government relations and lobbying services for the authority and the representation of Jeffries LLC, the authority's underwriter for the 2018 bond issue. On item two, consideration of the approval to waive the conflict with Hardis Sechrist and Emery and recommendation to the Board of Commissioners of the Erie County Water Authority to approve the waiver of conflict. A motion was made by Mr. Shad, seconded by Mr. Carney, to consider approval of the conflict and recommend to the Board of the Erie County Water Authority to approve the waiver of conflict request by Hardis Sechrist and Emery LLP with respect to their government relations and lobbying services for the authority and their representation of Jeffries LLC, the authority's underwriter for the proposal of the 2018 bond issuance.
Ethics Board, no report. Item 5, communication and bills. Item 1, creation and or amendment of master purchase orders.
I will move to approve item 1.
Second. Any discussion?
I do. Under item 1, master item 1, there's a auto parts, advanced auto parts, additional funds needed, $19,000. I'm not sure. Are we pre-funding?
We're adding to, it's probably a state contract. I don't see it right here, but it's probably a state contract item. And we've bought up to the limit, the current limit, and we're asking for more money to continue to buy into this contract.
It's an amount. It was my understanding that we rented our fleet. Lease our fleet.
These are parts.
These are parts.
For the mechanic shop.
But we don't lease our fleet.
We don't lease any vehicles.
No, we own our vehicles.
We own our fleet.
We own our fleet.
And we try to keep them under warranty.
Correct. Yes.
Any deal?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 2, master purchase order releases, purchase orders, and purchase order amendments.
I'll move to accept items to approve item 2.
Second, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Unfinished business. Authorization to enter into an agreement with Freeman Peterson, Inc. to provide consulting engineering services for the design and construction of water system improvements in the village of DePue and town of West Seneca, New York, identified as contract number GP007 and project number 2018-0080. Item number four of the meeting held on May 31st, 2018.
I'm not sure on my tabs of getting this. I have that in front of me. I remember looking at it yesterday. That's the one with the additional one-page addendum. Yes,
correct.
Yeah, I have that.
That's the correcting addendum.
That's the correcting addendum.
Ms. Murphy.
Yes.
And in moving forward, Commissioner Carney and I have looked over, and I'm going to be looking at a little bit more detail, but there are some things that we're going to be changing. So moving forward, we'll have to make sure that the engineering department understands that this template is a thing of the past, that there are going to be some tweaks that are made to it, some immediately based on some stuff that Commissioner Carney has pointed out to us, and some things that we're going to be making changes. So it's a little bit more clear when you're reading the contract is how much we're being charged on an hourly basis, and those things that are not based on a lump sum, and those that are subject to change based on hours, that's going to be more clearly set out in the contract. So we'll have probably a draft amended template for this board to review and comment upon, and then put that into effect moving forward.
And then moving forward, rather than having a sheet that gets passed from department to department, right, we're going to have engineering actually talking to the to the attorneys so that they both understand what's in the contract, right, and they can have a more meaningful review of the contract process.
That's right.
Yeah, I think just in my experience here that there's been a disconnect between engineering and attorneys, and then they're not necessarily involved with each other early enough. I think this is a good move in terms of helping us, and I think the changes will help make the process smoother going forward.
I agree.
But in terms of this addendum, are you comfortable with the way we've got it now in terms of temporarily on this one?
Yeah, on all of these temporarily, that satisfies what we need to do. We weren't amending anything here. We're basically clarifying. And each of these contracts had already been signed by the vendor. So we just wanted to, as a condition, making it very clear so that we do have what we call a meeting of the minds, that what we read a provision of the contract, they read it the same way. That's why we did it in an addendum format. But moving forward, it's going to be a little more clearer to both vendors and to us what we're going to be doing.
Very good. And I reviewed the memos as they are attached to each of the resolutions we're about to pass, and I believe that they more than satisfactorily clear up the confusion, at least that I have.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Yes.
I will move to accept item three.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Authorization to enter into an agreement with Clark Patterson Lee to provide consulting engineering services for the design and construction of water system improvements in the town of Clarence, New York, identified as contract number CPL-004, project number 8.
Yeah, I know. You know, I think if we can stop for a minute, I think the last motion was to approve item 3. We're not on item 3 of this agenda. We are on the unfinished portion, which this is really item 4 of the May 31st agenda, just so maybe we need to have a clarifying motion on that.
I will. I'll clarify that. I will move to accept item 4 under the table provision of the May 31st meeting.
Subject to
the amendment.
Yeah, subject to the addendum 1, which is going to be
published. Actually listed as item 6 on this agenda, so that to make the clarity here.
Mm-hmm.
And so moved. Second. Any further discussion?
No.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carried.
Do we need to remove this from the table?
So you know what we need to do? I think what we do is this is the best way for governance purposes. These are items that are all on the table.
Right.
You can make a motion to remove all 1, 2, 3, 4 items off the table. Then they're going to appear later for approval as items 6, 7, 8, and 9. Okay? So these items will be taken off the table. You will approve them under items 6, 7, 8, and 9. It will be approving the items that were tabled last time, along conditioned upon the vendor signing the addendum to each of these contracts. So I think you take a motion, we'll remove them, and then move on to the other parts of your agenda.
I'll make a motion under unfinished business to remove items 6, 7, 8, and 9 that were tabled from the May 31st meeting, 2018, and put them back on the agenda.
Well, they were tabled as items. I'm sorry. I know this is clear. We'll do better moving forward. But if you want to call them tabled items 1, 2, 3, and 4, okay? So these are...
Let me make it clear.
Yeah.
I will move items listed under Category 6, Unfinished Business. There are four contracts which were tabled under the meeting held on May 31st, entitled Item 4, Item 5, Item 6, and Item 7 of the meeting held on May 31st. I will move those back off the table for today's purposes.
Second. Any discussion?
No.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion carried.
All right.
New business. Item 3, authorization to enter into an agreement with CHA Consulting, Inc. to provide consulting engineering services for the design and construction of water system improvements in the town of Cheektowaga, New York, identified as contract number CH-010, project number 201-800075.
And gentlemen, this item number 3 also lines up with item number 10, because the same problem in this item is what was presented with those four contracts from the last board meeting based on Commissioner Carney's concern. We have done an addendum, which is item number 10, so 3 and 10 are related.
So what you're telling us is that we have attached the same addendum.
Yep.
Let's call it a correcting addendum.
Right. Clarifying.
To deal with item 3 that we have with item the ones we just put back on the table. As well as item 10.
That's right. Okay. So what I would recommend is that if you were going to approve 3, you would move item 3, and then you would move forward item 10, and you would vote together. The item 3 and 10, because it's taken together, you can move for the approval if that's what you so desire.
With that understanding that we're going to approve items 3 and 10, that is the contract contained in item 3 and the addendum contained in item 10, which will further clarify the contracts we are sending out. I will move items 3 and 10 in that order for approval.
Second. Discussion? Yeah, the only clarifying thing on the thing is that the full contract is conditioned upon execution of the addendum as well as the
Yeah, that's item 3 and 10. That's right. What 10 says.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item number 4, award of contract to Control Chem Canada LTD for the furnishing and delivering of hydrochlorosilic acid to the Erie County Water Authority for use in the treatment of water for 2 years from March 15, 2018 through March 14, 2020, project number 201-800015. $527,680.
I will move to approve item 4.
Second, I do have a question. Mr. McGarro, if we get this approved today and we move on it, how soon will we do we get a delivery that we can start using?
I think we have to send a letter of approval to the company. We have to sign the contracts. Once we get the contracts back, then we can order the ship.
Okay. Do you have any experience in terms of time frame? Are we talking a week, 2 weeks?
10 days to get the letters together, and then we'll have a PO for them, and then I can start shipping.
All right.
Just as a side note, we don't have any problems with tariffs, so we have no problems with getting this across the border.
Not aware of any.
No.
Okay.
and we do acknowledge that this product is considerably more expensive than what we were buying, but for the reasons we've stated, public health, we believe it's a good investment.
Correct.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item number five, award of contract to Ferguson Electric Company, Inc. for the contract number NC35 Ball Pump Station Electrical, project number 201600238, $5,094,600.
I'll move to approve item five.
Second. Any discussion?
Before you have any approval of this, I just want to give you an update. Today, Jackie Matina is going to be drafting a letter to the bidder that we determined to be non-responsive, and that is Fry Electric. They have put a protest letter to us. It was addressed to the Chairman Shad and to Jackie Matina. Jackie's going to be drafting a letter that will probably go out from Russ Stoll, and basically saying that where we felt that they had not been responsive to the bidding documents, they have not provided us with the adequate description of their experience in the area, but more importantly, in my view, additionally, they had not provided us with the list of their major suppliers and equipment suppliers for purposes of us to check their credit worthiness so that we know that they wouldn't be subject to mechanics lien moving forward if we entered into a contract with them. So those two things under the Fourth Department would be viewed as them being non-responsive, and that's why they were removed from the list. And you've had other reports to you on to that effect. But a letter will be drafted, will be sent out next week by the our executive engineer.
I reviewed the letter from Fry Electric.
Right.
And it indicated that they believed that they had a miscalculation on their bid. Mm-hmm. They believe that we should have, for some reason, caught their miscalculation, taken that into consideration.
Right. I think their view was that somehow we should have fixed their error.
Well, yeah.
A position that I strongly disagree with.
Well,
that was their error.
Yeah.
They bid it in a way that generated this figure of $16 million.
It was clear that they made a clerical mistake. And in their letter, they said, given their long history with us, we should have, you know, understood that that was a clerical error. Yes, but the bid document specifically states that words are taken over numbers. And so if it was simply that, that would be one thing. But it was actually when there was further review by the legal department, Jackie Matina in particular, that when we looked very specifically as to how they responded to other portions of the bid document, including that we needed to know their experience in relationship to what we were asking them to do, and they provided us none. And we asked them very specifically to list us their major suppliers and vendors so that we can just double check to make sure that they are credit worthy and that we're not going to be subject to mechanic liens and holding up the release of monies. They didn't provide a response, and because of that, under the Fourth Department law, we really didn't have any option. We had to declare them a non-responsive bidder. That's what the legal department recommended. That was what happened. So we will send a letter to that effect, and hopefully in the future we can continue to do business with them, but they're going to have to be more mindful of the bid specifications that we sent out and be careful in what they submit to us in the future.
Please copy both Chairman Shad and myself on that letter.
We'll make sure that happens.
Okay. Call the vote.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Item number six, approval of addendum number one with Green and Peterson, Inc. to provide consulting engineering services for the design and construction of water system improvements in the Village of DePew, Town of West Seneca, New York, identified as contract number GP007, project number 201800080.
I'll move to approve line items 6, 7, 8, and 9. They are jointly the addendums which we discussed when we moved these things back on the table. So I'll move 6, 7, 8, and 9 for approval.
The four items that have been taken off the table.
Correct. As well as the underlying contracts.
With that motion for approval, All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
That moves us to item number 11.
Let me be clear. I seconded and approved. So, number 11.
Okay, we're on item number 11. Approval of amendment number 4 of EMA Inc. for management and operation enhancements, assistance in optimizing operations and maintenance identified as contract number EMA-003, project number 201-400-160 in the amount not to exceed $74,280.
I'll make a motion to, for purposes of this, I'll make a motion to approve item 11.
Second, any discussion?
Yes. I did put a call into Mike Hendages. I have some questions about this. When I did the math, my math did not add up to what they appear to be charging us. When I looked at the expenses, it doesn't appear to be appropriate. So until I have some questions, I'm going to move to table item 11. In essence, what item 11 is, it's our paying an outside contractor to come in and assist us in testing the new SCADA system. We simply don't have enough employees in-house to do this. But from what I understand and my research, this company is in Minnesota. We're flying two gentlemen in from Minnesota. When I looked at the schedule, it looks like we're flying them in three or four times to do 8 tests. There has to be a simpler way to do this. So I know Mike Hendages is on vacation. He's coming back, I think, tomorrow. I've asked him to give me a call. And if we can table this to the next meeting so I have a better feel for it.
Mr. Carney, I'll second that, but I do want to add to this. I've had the been worked with. EMA did their initial analysis, I think, in 2014 of how we would become a modern operation. A lot of issues were involved in it. It is a huge effort to become modern, where you are much more integrated and you can operate the plants in various locations and get it done. And it's the nitty-gritty detail issues about whether we could get things done in-house that, from what I can see, we've had a couple of ups and downs and glitches, but that this is a function of needing to get that work done and things that couldn't be done in-house that we needed to call on their services. So I don't have any problem with you getting more familiar with that, and obviously if you find something we need to adjust it, let's do it. Because I think we're moving in the right direction there on modernization, I think this project needs to continue, and we may have to make some adjustments from time to time to make sure it gets there. But I think the outside party overlooking what we're doing to help us get there has been very helpful. So with that said, we'll table it. Follow up on that.
Item number 12.
All those in favor of
tables. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Sorry. Item number 12. Approval of amendment number 4 of CHA Consulting, Inc. for consulting engineering services for the design and construction of water system improvements in the towns of West Seneca, Cheektowaga, and Hamburg, Village of Blaisdell, and City of Lackawanna, New York, identified as contract number CH-009, contract D, project number 201-700-91-74,200.
I'll move to adopt item 12.
Second, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item number 13, authorization to grant leak allowance request $16,186.49.
I'll move to approve item 13.
Second, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Item 14, authorization to grant a one-time courtesy reversal of delinquent charges for Brian Kearns, $1,648.04.
I'll move to authorize item 14.
Second, any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 15, authorization to grant a one-time courtesy reversal of delinquent charges for Eagle Crest Limited Partnership, $757.23.
I'll move to accept item 15.
Second. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 16, authorization to amend Erie County Water Authority's annual capital budget for fiscal 2018.
I'll move to authorize item 16.
Second. Any discussion? That's right. Russ isn't here.
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 17, 2018-2019 Insurance Protection Program and Authorization to Pay Insurance Invoices.
I'll move to approve item 17.
Second. Any discussion?
It was my understanding that Lolly was going to have numbers for us, and I don't recall.
They should all be in the packet.
All right, those are the numbers.
Those numbers. They got them honed down, and they were done, and they should have been in that packet that was included in your packet.
So everything in that packet are our final numbers.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I've reviewed those.
I've reviewed it. The other thing I want to note is that I think Mr. Lessig did a great job, because I think since I've been here, we saw the first time we saw some reductions, which was very helpful.
Yeah.
Can I add that it was actually a combination factor. Tony works us pretty hard to make sure that we're covered appropriately. But it's also the human resources department. It's line maintenance. It's engineering. It's the plants. Because what's happened is not only on the other things other than workers' comp, we're able to hold the line with a little bit better coverages as property values increase. But our workers' compensation costs have finally, we've turned the corner in the right direction. That's a lot of work out of human resources. It's a lot of work out of the safety department. the cooperation of line maintenance, the plant people. It's been a group effort, but we think we've stopped the bleeding. We're moving in the right direction.
Well, as they reported last time during one of the inspection periods, they could not believe how well our guys did everything right. And there was absolutely no room for improvement, and that helps our ratings as well.
And that's why we're turning the corner and making a difference. So.
Yeah, and the training is a key on all this. Yes. Okay. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 18, authorization to release the Phillips Lytle retainer agreement and Barclay Damon invoices.
I'll move to approve item 18.
Second, any discussion?
Only that I want to make sure that what we are reading, yes, we are releasing a non-redacted copy.
Correct.
Correct. And you know, it is our intention, certainly my intention, that reform will continue and transparency will continue, and that there will be more opportunities for us to demonstrate that this is a transparent organization. This is just one of them, and I think anyone who looks at our website knows how extensive the information is now, and I hope that they recognize that going forward. But with that said, any further discussion?
None.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 19, service connection work order list.
I'll move item 19.
Set
for approval.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Prior to adjournments, we have executive
session issue. Now let's get back to the motion. Just so it's clear, I'll move that we go into executive session for discussion of employment contracts with executive director and deputy director pursuant to public officers law, section 105, subdivision 1F, matters relating to employment history of a particular person, and ask that Council, Ms. Murphy, Secretary McCracken, Comptroller Pendergrast, stay at the moment so we can start that discussion. We may, and after Mr. Lichtenthal, Mr. Jan, we may call you if we need you, but just stay somewhere nearby.
Will do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good.
And gentlemen of the media, I don't know how you work these things, but I want to make sure that these are off while we're here.
Oh, actually, they're going to be out.
We got to go.
Gentlemen, we need a second on that.
Oh, second.
I'm sorry, second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
And it is now, you want to make a motion?
I will make the motion. It is 11:41. I make the motion to come out of executive session.
Second the motion. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Okay.
We had a discussion regarding, as indicated in the motion that went into it, of the contracts of the executive director and the deputy executive director. And at this time, I make a motion to declare, on advice of counsel, that the executive director's employment contract of January 11, 2018 is void and voided on the basis that it violates the term limits doctrine as a matter of public policy.
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. At this time, I also move to declare, on advice of counsel, that the deputy director's employment contract of April 6, 2017 is void and voided on the basis that it violates the term limits doctrine as a matter of public policy.
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion?
That as well is being made upon advice of counsel, correct?
Yes, it is.
No discussion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. In addition, I make a motion that the executive director's services are terminated effective at the end of the day today. We thank Mr. Jan for his service.
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Now, by way of announcements, the governance committee will meet. A special meeting will be held on June 20th, 2018 at 6 p.m. here at these offices to discuss the topic of a possible contract with the deputy director. We will go into executive session as we did here, talk to counsel for the purposes of that meeting. Also, the meeting of June 28, 2018, normally scheduled at 9:30, will begin at 8:30 a.m. Mr. Carney has some trial issues in terms of where he has to be in the morning, and we're going to try to get the meeting done so that he can meet both commitments. Any other business?
None. I'll move to adjourn.
Second. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Word.
Okay. Yeah, he said that he violated the contract, violated the limits of the doctrine. If I could fire
it. It's a public policy doctrine.
Yep.
Regarding whether a former board can reach over the terms of its own duration for a contract. Matters of governance, and the position of the board, and the terms were too long to be able to.
So I understand that the former board together, that contract is no longer enforceable. Is that how you?
The duration of the contract has created the problem.
The fact it was a 3-year contract?
Correct.
Because?
We have a standard term on this authority, which means that even though the term is 3 years,
I'm sorry, there was the news right in front of my way.
Okay.